You're listening to the Whistle Pulse podcast with me, Laura Hanlon, keeping your finger on the pulse with all the local info you need to know. I've got you covered every weekday morning.
Well, what do you know? 1 centimeter of fresh this morning on the snow report. Yeah, on the snow ruler there. We are due a couple more wet flurries today for sure, with really light winds and overcast skies, much like yesterday was forecast to be. Oh my gosh, yesterday was lovely. Yeah, what with intermittent, really sunny breaks, some soupy cloudy periods for sure. But the riding after like 11 was good. First thing was super firm. I made a call to Ski Patrol to help respond to somebody who'd hit the deck really hard on Cougar Milk. Oof. But they were okay. And yeah, then it softened up and I only experienced like a little bit of stick on my ski out at 2:30 on the lower Dave Murray. I'm talking like not going over the handlebars, but some, you know, some mashed potato skiing that was a bit of work for sure, utilizing some muscles that you don't use for power skiing. But yeah, some really good, fun, grippy spring snow yesterday, you know, when you could just lay down a rut and rip. So fun. And maybe we'll see that again today, what with mild temperatures, looking for an alpine high of, maybe -3. So I say mild, creeping towards more seasonal norms, but cloudy expected today with, like I said, potential for wet flurries. And yeah, temperatures right now are rocking at -6 at the Horseman Hut, as well as the peak. So pretty chill this morning. I definitely layered up a little more yesterday and it paid off. Really light winds, so we're not going to see any kind of major wind chill today. We're talking really calm winds, just like 5Ks an hour, so really still air. Twist and Shout is groomed today. It wasn't yesterday, so that'd be super fun out on Crystal. Ridgewinner was great yesterday, but Raven to Old Crow, along with Jeff So to Joy, are runs of the day on Whistler. So definitely expect some variable conditions today, and what with that solar and warming yesterday, you know, it was 11 degrees in the valley. So, you know, those softer runs, what with being re-groomed, will be really firm this morning with these cold temperatures too. And, you know, a little non-uniform 1 centimeter sprinkling too. Yeah, I expect this morning to be really firm. We're talking -3 at Pig Alley, -2 at the Catskinner weather plot, and in and around the Rendezvous Lodges, -5 at the Rendezvous, and at the Roundhouse, -4. But like I said, an alpine high of -3 expected today. Really cloudy conditions and with some wet flurries, and expect therefore, I mean, I'm looking at the Duffy Lake webcam right now, expect a pretty grey bird day, but with some sunny breaks. And I'm sure, therefore, you're wondering what our AVI risk looks like. Well, moderate danger in alpine and tree line elevations now, with a reduction to low danger below tree line. So the bulletin reads that avalanche hazard may have improved, but be mindful that deep instabilities are still present and remain possible to human triggering, particularly on, you know, with persistent slabs on northern aspects, along which could go from small to very large, and that's possible in alpine and tree line. I'm sure you've seen that photo looking on Forger Peak, the size 4, that crown line going practically across the entire face. That's from Flute, looking towards Mount Pitt and Castle Towers, the backside there. Like, wow. Yeah, that was from March 16th. So that's huge. And so, yeah, steep rocky terrain with direct solar slopes are the most impacted. You can see when you look across our mountain range, you know, a lot of snow melt in and around rocky features, you know, just from all that heating. So, yeah, lots to take into account if you're traveling in the backcountry. And I know, disappointing, you know, to see that we don't have any more precip on the forecast. Looks like we're going to have a sunny weekend, though, with a particularly sort of springish Sunday with, a freezing level anticipated around 1,800 meters potentially. But no, with this light snow, wet flurries today, a cloudy sky expected tomorrow. And we'll see on Saturday and Sunday. I'll give you the skinny tomorrow, but but no major accumulations. Maybe Wednesday, March 27th. We'll see, which is when Ski Tour are playing with apparently N2N at the GLC. I know JMO wants to get tickets for the crew for her birthday, but let's give you your Road and Valley weather report first before we start talking about events, which is, of course, brought to you by Bryce Morris at Greg Gardner GM in Squamish. Give him a call if you're looking for a new vehicle for your next adventure in the Sea to Sky. Because on the Sea to Sky, there are a few things happening in Squamish today that will affect your drive northbound. Some utility work and maintenance planned, well, between Scott Crescent and Cleveland Avenue with a right turning lane closure. That shoulder is closed, so look for traffic personnel. That doesn't start until April. Well, I do know that there is some maintenance happening between Depot Road and Alice Lake Road today with a right lane closure and with an estimated reopening of about 2 p.m. today. So that will affect your drive potentially. There are still some nasty potholes about. I know that Drive BC, you know, Miller Capilano have been using this nice weather opportunity to do a few repairs. But locally, yeah, if you find any melt or rain in those potholes by the Squamish Lillooet Cultural Centre, look out if you're a pedestrian. It's very much a splash zone. Be careful. Be warned. But for weather today, like I said, on the mountains, some flurries. Potential for like a 30% chance of showers early this morning after a tiny bit of rain yesterday on leaving the Alpine Cafe after a wonderful birthday celebration and live music performance from the Blue Phoenix, Petri, and Costa Man. So some more rain potentially this morning, a partly cloudy day, potential for some sunny breaks as well. And after a high of 11.4 degrees yesterday, we're going to have a high in the single digits, 9 degrees forecast for today. And yeah, sunrise at 11 minutes past 7, sunset at 28 minutes past 7 tonight. So for events, there's a really cool event happening today at the library for kids age 10 and up, but I might get involved in this. They're doing a spring break green screen postcard. I don't know what backgrounds they're picking, but definitely don't wear green. But I don't know, it could be a really fun opportunity to send a postcard to your folks or friends from near and far. Between 3:30 and 5 p.m. this is happening. It's a drop-in session, so no registration required. But any kids 9 and under, please bring a grown-up. I know. That's fun. That's happening today. I know. The Lost Lake grooming report. Oh, it's looking thin. What with the Lost Lake Trail North groomed in the track set yesterday, but just 3 other runs open now for skiing. And then the snowshoe trail's still open. It's hanging in there. Plenty of snow in the Callaghan as well, at Whistler Olympic Park and Callaghan Country. And having mentioned the SLCC before, they actually have an event happening today between 2 and 4 p.m. from the Whistler Multicultural Society. They're hosting an event in recognition of International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination. They're going to be looking at various social systems that, like education, health services, employment and housing, and their impact on racialized people. And yeah, that's happening today between 2 and 4 at the Squamish Lillooet Cultural Center. There is Trivia Night at the Whistler Racquet Club with tacos as well, and Charlie Gray will be the quiz master. I hope you enjoyed the Let's Get Quizzical event yesterday at Tapley's, the spring break edition. And at Cows tomorrow, the Cows ice cream store, they're doing their Moo Let's Talk event, which is its second annual event. And they actually donate all ice cream sales and staff tips to Whistler Community Services Society tomorrow in support of mental health initiatives. Yeah, so that's happening tomorrow at Cows with, today being Thursday. I still don't know who's playing Après at the Dublin, but I do know that Dino Groovin is playing live music at the Mallard Lounge today between 3:30 and 5:30 and then 8 till 11. Yeah. And of course, it's a Thursday, so that means the hair farmers are taking a day off, but they'll be back at Merlin's tomorrow. And news about our transit service, our local transit service, its hours are due to increase by almost 8,000 hours in 24-25. Yeah. Starting actually this April, there's going to be more service. And yeah, this is due to, of course, increased ridership and to encourage more sustainable transportation options. With, this total cost of this service expansion estimated about $1.1 million, like a little above that, with 46% of that funding coming from the province and the municipality covering the rest of those expansion costs, which is 53%, call it $566,092. Question for if you're a senior or if you know any seniors about the Canadian Dental Care Plan. There's an information session coming up at the, where is it? It's at the Our Lady of the Mountains Catholic Church. This is on March 25th with local MP Patrick Wheeler and the Mature Action Community learning, you know, to provide information about this new program, its benefits, and how to apply if you're a senior to make sure you get access to the oral health care you need. Want to put that on your radar. You might know people that really helps. And, Stinky's on the Stroll is really helping. Yeah, he's joined forces as a bus sponsor for the Whistler Wolves Rugby League Club. Yeah, so through that partnership with Stinky's on the Stroll, they've provided Wolves players with a bus down to Surrey and back. For players. So amazing. Stinky's on the Stroll. You're the amount of sponsorship you do for locals, local events, Stinky, is phenomenal. Way to be. Keep it up. You're awesome. You really are. Also awesome is an event happening tonight at the GLC in continuation of their 6 to 9s. They've got some live music, DJs playing as part of their uncut jams. You've got Max Dorman kicking off at 3 p.m., Philip Simonson at 3:50, Joe Copsey, the Pongheads, playing tonight at the GLC. And of course, coming up soon on March 30th, that's a Saturday, a week on Saturday, Shred Kelly are playing, and I'm going to lock in an interview with them. They're a phenomenal band from Fernie, really talented, and the atmosphere is always electric, not one to miss. And they are playing at the GLC with tickets going quickly for that show on March 30th. So get them whilst you can. Yeah. And an event coming up on Wednesdays, April through May, is Whistler Community Services' popular Birth, Baby, and Beyond sessions. If you're, postnatal, then, something to talk about. And this is supported, facilitated by Claire Moses and supported by one of the WCSS's outreach workers. Starts April 3rd. I know, so much going on. How about the fact that listener Laura Rosenthal posted about the Pulse on her own accord this morning, advocating for it? Laura, thank you so much for your vote of confidence and for listening. I'm really, really stoked that you love the podcast. And thank you so much for listening. Yeah, if there's anything more you want to hear, send me your feedback to thewhistlepulse@gmail.com, of course. And of course, send in your nominations for rad individuals in the community. Be vocal about a local, and we might just gift them some Coast Mountain beers and Goggle Socks Whack for being just awesome and selfless, doing something rad in the community. Someone on Whistler Winter is wondering where you get passport pictures in town. For those of you that don't know, Photosource do them. Yeah, they've done every one of mine for sure. And for those of you wondering how Singing Pass has been lately, like I said, did it last week on Wednesday before the weather change, and it was the fastest I think I've ever done it, like 35 minutes. But apparently, groups took it out from the Keys and Clare Hut yesterday, reported it to be in good condition. It is going to be fast in spots, what with the temperature swings, for sure. Looking at yesterday as well. Underneath from the peak to peak, there's some wet slide dirt debris in the lower slide paths as well. So heads up on that. But let's give a couple birthday shout outs to, shall we? It was Aga Iwanaka's birthday yesterday, a wonderful photographer and artist in our community. Happy birthday, Aga. Well, belated for yesterday. But for Bridget Caravaggio in Squamish, it's been a long time since we hung out, but she's a personal trainer in Squamish and fantastic human. Happy birthday. And Tristan Robbo's birthday too. Trizzo, so good to see you the other day. We were laughing / despairing about the price of groceries together. But Tristan, I hope you have a fantastic birthday. Here are some fantastic facts brought to you by, of course, the really fantastic Stinkies on the Stroll. Did you know that in 1975, on March 21st, Ethiopia abolished its monarchy after 3,000 years? Mm-hmm. Or that in 1984, NFL owners passed the infamous anti-celebrating rule. Whoa, 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 whoa. What infamous rule? I haven't heard about this. But I'm sure the staff at Stinkies on the Stroll know about it because they're massive NFL fans. There's a fact about Yogi the Bear from 1962 I don't really want to share. It's quite distressing. So I'm going to mention that in 1984, Yoko Ono opened strawberry fields in Central Park. I've been there. Mm-hmm. 1984, that was opened. Or did you know that in 87, U2 scored their third UK number one album with the Joshua Tree? Mm-hmm, you didn't? Or that Bruce Springsteen in 94, he won an Oscar for the song Streets of Philadelphia on this day? No? Okay. Or, and this is disturbing too, how about the fact in 2001, Michael Jackson's interior decorator told the Times newspaper that the singer kept 17 life-size dolls, adult and child sizes, all fully dressed in his bedroom for company? Yes. Something lighter? Well, this one from just last year. Morgan Wallen, every track, so that's all 36 of them from his album One Thing at a Time, was in the Billboard Hot 100 last year. That broke Drake's record of 27, which he set in 2017. Okay. Huh. Today's joke of the day, brought to you by, of course, Coast Mountain Brewing, is a little late. I should have done this one on St. Patrick's Day, but what country's capital is growing the fastest? Ireland. Every day it's Dublin. Oh, how'd I miss that, hey? Oh, well. Track of the day today comes from a group, like a really indie pop track that is, yeah, so hard to find information from the artist. They're two guys, they're called Tommy Wine, but you spell it TOMYWYNE. And their indie pop track to write is Track of the Day. Little left field, really unknown. It came out last year. Can't find much about the artist at all, but there we have it. Yeah. Wow, quite a long episode on a Thursday for just 1 centimeter. But have yourself a terrific Grey Bird day with some sunny breaks. Yeah. Take care of your skin still. Those goggle tans have, wow, they're out. They're out there.
Whistle Pulse podcast is here for you every weekday morning at 7:15-ish and is sponsored by Stinkies on the Stroll. Stroll on down for all your hunger, thirst, sporting and apres needs.